Chat Lab hosted a soldering workshop on the fourth floor of the Chattanooga Library recently, and I was there to find out what Chat Lab and the emerging local maker scene was up to. They call themselves makers, but you might think of them as closet inventors, the person who putters around in the basement and makes gadgets, or the woman who sews her own clothes. To put it simply, they are makers because they make things. There's a lot of emphasis on electronics, robotics, and 3D printers, but the main drive for makers is a do-it-yourself approach. Makerspaces, or hackerspaces, are community places where makers gather to share ideas, skills, tools, and tinker together to make, well, who knows what. I visited a workshop where Jeff Johnson was providing electronics instruction in how to solder.
We're doing a soldering workshop as part of Chat Lab, which is a local Chattanooga makerspace, and we're basically trying to teach people how to make things. We're building a TV Begone. It's a device that goes through every power code on every TV sold in America. So you can go into a sports bar and turn it off. Because the theory of the guy that made this was there's too many TVs on, we need to turn the TVs off and start making things. So as we're building something that does that, and in the process teaching people how to, giving them a new skill, how to solder electronics, which a lot of people think is way beyond the means, but I've done these workshops where I've taught kids as young as 7, you know, how to solder something together. And they come out with a sense of wonder, and they get to take this little device to school and say, I made that. Or people say, where'd you get it? I made it. You know, and so that's the whole thing behind the maker movement. Maker spaces, hacker spaces, they're basically the same thing. But it teaches people how to build things, you know, how to get more into, bring out our inner inventor and get back to making things instead of just buying consumable goods.
You brought kits for people to use to do this that they're purchasing. And you're providing the soldering equipment?
Yes. Yeah, we provide everything that they need to do that. We get the kits from a website called adafruit.com. That's adafruit.com. The lady that started it, she's all about it's all kits and really neat things. So you can do anything from a basic soldering kit to advanced microprocessor development. It's a great way to learn how to do robots, you know, all kinds of things.
How many times do you hold events like this?
Well, Chat Lab is, we're just getting off the ground. We hope to have more of these in the future. We depend on our membership, and that's one of the things that we try to do is we're trying to build our membership so people come in with a skill that they might be able to teach us. Other maker spaces have things as like lock picking. I've been to one that did a workshop on chicken husbandry, how to raise chickens in an urban environment. We try to do these as often as we can, but we're just getting started. And this is a good get your feet off the ground type of project. I would like to see in a year that we're going to have regular workshops on Arduino programming, robot building, you know, robot competitions, and that kind of thing.
How would someone find you if they're interested in participating?
Well, we're at chatlab.org. That's chattlab.org. We've got a space down on St. Elmo Drive, and we have regular meetings every Tuesday that people can come down. We'll have a shared workshop. If you're tired of dragging the table saw out of the garage from behind all the bikes and stuff, we've got all that stuff set up. We also have 3D printers. In the future, we're going to have laser cutters and all the neat tools and with instructions on how to use them.
What are the basic requirements for membership?
Basic requirements for membership are to be an overall nice person and show up to want to make things. You know, we encourage people that are into building things and are socially agreeable with others. You don't have to be an engineer. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be, you know, a teacher. As long as you enjoy being around people that like to make things and can afford $50 a month, we welcome you to come down and sign up.
I interrupted Keith Morton as he was putting another component into the circuit board and was getting ready to solder again. I wondered what brought him to this workshop.
Two things. I knew about the makerspace just because I was interested in makerspaces, and I went searching for one in Chattanooga and found their website. They weren't off the ground yet. So that's how I found them, was just web searches. But I actually heard about this through the Chattanooga Linux user group. So there's a mailing list and Chuggalug. Yeah, that's how I found out about it. So, and I'm here just to learn more about soldering, to learn more about electronics in general. I want to build some stuff with some electronics in it, and I wanted to know more about it. That's pretty much it.
Thanks.
Tim Youngblood is the president of ChatLab, but that's not a title he likes. He refers to his role with ChatLab a bit differently.
I'm the patient one, I think, because this concept has been kind of knocked around for quite a long time in Chattanooga, a matter of years. And I think it's funny because I started talking and people are like, yeah, well, that's been tried before. And I'm like, yeah, but we just have to decide we're going to do it and stick with it. So just trying to provide a consistent message and a consistent kind of mission, that's, I think, my job.
Now, you have a space in St. Elmo or St. Elmo Street?
Pretty close to St. Elmo at the foot of Lookout, and it's on St. Elmo Avenue. It's kind of an industrial area.
And you have equipment and such there that if you're a member of the organization, you can use that equipment. Where does that initial outlay come from?
Well, what's great is that we have so much support, but the conversation about making in Chattanooga has reached a fever pitch over the past few months, and people will just come out of the woodwork and give you things. We have an amazing floor-standing drill press that was given to us by one of the woodworkers at the Creative Discovery Museum. We've got a lathe, a beautiful lathe that's coming from Huntsville, Alabama, by another person that heard that we were forming this. So people, it's a community workshop, and so it's really about whatever the community wants to make it. If somebody wants to step up and give us a nuclear reactor, well, we probably wouldn't take that. But it's really what everybody wants to do. So if somebody says, yeah, we really want to do knitting, okay, well, let's get a loom. Who has a loom, right? So who knows which direction it's going to go. But the cool thing is it's what everybody in the community and the members want to make, want to do. So there's a whole craft side to making, too. So
how many members do you have?
As of this moment, we have basically 5 paying members. And so we opened a membership up last week, last Tuesday. And with a resounding thud, we've got 5. So we're hoping to grow that to 10 fairly quickly. I think it'll happen. We've got a community on Google+, which is one of the social networks. And from Tuesday when we put up the forum, I think it was by Friday, we had 93 followers. So it went from 20 to 93 in like 3 or 4 days. So, and people have been, you know, over a year's time, they're like, when are you going to open? When are you going to open? And we're like, we're working on it. We're working on it. But it's all volunteer time and volunteer money to try to keep that mission goal. All these people have jobs, right? They have real jobs. And a lot of times they're 50-hour-a-week jobs. So it takes time and patience.
This is an individual project where you purchase the kit and you're learning how to solder. That's what's going on here right now. Are some of the projects group projects?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the whole idea, you know, because sometimes you'll have a conversation with somebody and it's like, well, why would I want to join up with this community workshop, this makerspace? And it's like, well, there's a lot of people that are in their basements. I know some people that have phenomenal machine shops in their basements who create amazing, amazing things. But the idea behind the community workshop is to get out of that basement and come out and talk to other people who can help you learn, right? So I've always done software or crashed motorcycles and cars. And so I'm really good at welding and motors and things like that, and I'm actually really good at abstract. But for me, a gap is electronics. So that's why I'm sitting down here and learn how to solder and learn how to put together this little kit. Not everybody knows everything, and not everybody's good at everything. So being able to come together and find stuff that you have in common, where somebody has a strength and maybe you have a weakness and vice versa, that's really what's all about.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anything
Thank
else you might want to say?
Chatlab.org. That's our website. And you can find us on Google+ and Facebook and all those other typical places.
Thanks.
Thank you.
ChatLab is just beginning to open up to the makers in the area. If you're someone with an interest in do-it-yourself projects and want to get involved, you can find ChatLab by following the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org or sign up for the next workshop and learn a new skill. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.